Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome in. This is Nerd at Work, and I'm your host, Shotgun Messiah. Hey, how are you guys doing? Yeah, I just want to laugh at something real quick. Do you guys ever have a friend or a relative that's not very tech savvy? I have a buddy of mine. He saved up his money to buy his Xbox Series X, and he wanted me to go pick it up. And I don't know why, maybe because I see them all the time, but I don't know why. He asked me, how did you get it? And I said, well, let me tell you, I went into Target. I grabbed me a shopping cart. I went back to the electronics section and I told the guy I would like to get an Xbox Series X. And he went and unlocked it and got it for me. I paid for it. I put it in the cart and I continued shopping because I needed some other things. And I went to the front of the store, bought my stuff with your Xbox Series X sitting in the cart. I went out to the car, I put the Xbox Series X in the trunk, and I went home. And he thought that was like amazing. Like, I don't know if he comes from somewhere where he's afraid of his life, that if he walks out with an Xbox, that someone's gonna attack him. I'm not too sure, but it kind of made me chuckle, laugh. Who says chuckle? Anyway, then he wanted me to come over on the weekend and help him set it up. I said, dude, you plug two cords in. You plug the power cord in and you plug the HDMI cord in and you're ready to go. You log into your account. And he says, well, that's the problem. I don't remember my account password. And I said, well, do you know the email that you set it up with? He said, I set it up a long time ago at home with my mom's email, so I don't know what it is. And I said, well, we could probably retrieve it. Let's try it. So I got over there and I noticed there was probably five or six different emails associated with his email, like his gamer tag. And the one he wanted was the most recent because it had all his games and his Overwatch character skins and stuff. And every time I brought it up, it had five or six different emails. And I said, what are these? And he said, well, every time I make a new one, I forget the old one. So I just create a new one. And he says, then I forget what that one is. So I create another one. I create another one. I create another one. I said, that's crazy. So I finally figured out a way to get his email logged into it so we could get the password and so we could change the password and then reset his email to his, you know, the one he wants and all that. And I helped him set it up. And I thought, that is so crazy. The simplest thing in the world, you know the email that's associated with your Xbox and you know the password, and either you write it down or you memorize it. It just makes me laugh. You know, I'm sure we all know somebody like that. Like, I have a grandmother where I have all her codes and they have to call me to ask what her code is for, like, her alarm or for her email or for her Instagram. And I have to tell her what her code is. It's crazy. I'm sure we all have somebody like that. But anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. I haven't seen much of the new movies that are out. I've kind of slacked in that area. I've been watching a lot of TV. I haven't seen the Mario Brothers. I have it at my fingertips. I can watch it anytime. I haven't seen the new Spider-Man. I'm really excited about the Indiana Jones that's coming out the 30th of June, which I think today is the 5th. But the critics don't seem to like it, but they don't like anything. Anyway, the stuff they like isn't worth watching. So, I'll take it with a grain of salt. TV shows. I just finished Citadel, which is on, I believe, Amazon Prime. And it has, you know, the guy who plays Robb Stark. I can't think of his real name. Jon Snow's brother in Game of Thrones. He's one of the main guys on it. Anyway, it's pretty cool. It's done by the Russo brothers, which did a lot of the MCU stuff, like Winter Soldier and stuff. It was fun. It was cool. And at the end of the season, there's only six episodes. It has a little little teaser trailer of a show called Citadel. I can't think of the name of it. It has a girl's name, Diana or something, and it's like a another part of the Citadel. So it's like, let's say there's Jedi, so you're watching Mace Windu's show, and all of a sudden we're gonna go watch, you know, Kit Fisto's show. So there's like, it's a different sect of the Citadel, probably in a different time frame, different country, but it looks pretty good. So anyway, check it out, Citadel, Amazon Prime. I don't know what else. I haven't really been watching much. You know what I'm into right now? I go to bed kind of late and I get up early. I go to bed like between 11 and 12 and I get up between 4 and 4:30. So what I like to do is make a little bit of popcorn before I go to bed, and I watch the old Ozzie and Harriet show. If you guys don't know what that is, probably because you're younger. I like old TV shows, old movies, black and white, you know, stuff. It's a black and white show, Ozzie and Harriet. You know, it's kind of comedy. I'm sure you know I Love Lucy. It's similar, you know, that time frame. But I usually watch an Ozzie and Harriet show, and then I just go to bed. So basically, that's what I've been doing. There's a couple of seasons of that. I think I'm on season 2, halfway through. There's probably about 8 seasons of Ozzie and Harriet. They're really light. You don't have to think much. If I fall asleep, it's no big deal. But lately, I've been watching Ozzie and Harriet. I haven't watched the new Dungeons and Dragons. I haven't watched, like I said, Mario. I haven't been to the theater. I think the last movie I saw in the theater was John Wick, which I really liked. I haven't seen The Guardians. I've been really lack in that area. I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. I don't play Vanguard, really, and I'm not really big on the Battle Royale garbage. I don't like to fly in and look for my gun. I do a lot of the, I love Shipment. I love the small maps, you know, Shoot House, Shipment, Dome. I play multiplayer on that, but and I stream on Twitch. So if you guys have a Twitch account or want to go check it out, Shotgun Messiah Twitch. I usually send out notifications when I'm live on that. But anyway, I just wanted to say hello, and I hope everybody's doing great, and I hope I can get back on the ball at watching some of these movies that are out. Like I said, I have a lot of streaming services that allow me to watch certain things. Like I could watch the new, what's it called? Mario, and I'm pretty sure Spider-Man's going to be on there soon. The new Spider-Man cartoon, across the Spider-Verse or whatever it's called. I'm a big Gwen, Spider-Gwen, Gwen Stacy, Ghost Spider, whatever you want to call her. I'm a huge fan of her. If you guys watch my Twitch stream, you could see behind me, I have about 3 or 4 different action figures of Spider-Gwen and stuff. But anyway, I've been collecting a lot lately. I've been collecting the NECA Universal Horror Monster figures. I've been collecting the little 3.75 Indiana Jones figures that are coming out, the Raiders. There's Temple of Doom and Last Crusade figures. What else have I bought recently? That's pretty much it. I pre-ordered the Bad Batch Season 2 action figures. They come in different colors now. They had a Season 1 action figure release. Now they have a Season 2 action figure release. Haven't been really reading any books. There's a book I want to get. I want to say V.C. Andrews, but that's not it. That's Flowers in the Attic. It's something like that, and it's, I don't know, I'll have to get it next time. I don't have it at my fingertips, but there's a book I want to get. Anyway, it's good to talk to you guys again. As always, I appreciate you hanging out. If you have any questions and comments, feel free to email me, shotgunmessiah6 nerditwork@gmail.com. Also in these podcasts, I put a little poll, you know, if you like Spider-Gwen or Spider-Man, or, you know, I do some crazy thing like that. Feel free to hit a like, and, you know, look at those little surveys or whatever they are. They don't do anything. They're just me talking to you guys and you guys answering type of thing. It doesn't give me ratings or anything like that. It's just for fun. So anyway, I hope to see you guys around. As always, check out my social media. I'm everywhere: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Stop by, say hi. Take care, guys, and nerd out.